Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody out there in Radio Land. We ask that you be blessed today. We ask that you attend it. Get everybody, let everybody know that Elder Braxton is on the air right now by Blog Talk Radio. Amen. We thank and praise God for all of you listening in. We thank and praise God for our Bishop Adrian Melinda Shaw and our overseer of the Church of God, the Bible Way. Praise God. We thank and praise God for him, Apostle C.A. Cowell, and the presiding bishop, Bishop R. J. McLeod. We thank God for them, and we want to let you know that we are the Church of God, the Bible Way. Praise God. I'm from Jesus Saved Through Faith, Church of God, the Bible Way, here in Tampa, Florida. The address is 4711 North 22nd Street in Tampa, Florida, on the corner of North 22nd Street and Osborne. All right, let you know that we love you and we care about your soul. Amen. And we want you to know, why don't you contact us, praise God. You can contact us, praise God. You know, that, you know, we love you. We care about you today. Well, today, friends, we'll talk about an interesting subject where the mind of Christ, the mind of Christ, letting you know that you have to have the Spirit of Christ within you. You got to have that mind of Christ within you. And once you get that mind of Christ, praise God, you can walk. You can walk in Christ Jesus. All right? So we want you to know today that we love you and we care about you. The mind of Christ. We're looking at Philippians 2. All right? Chapter 2. And we're looking at where it says, in the fifth verse, he says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal to God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. Praise God. Isn't that wonderful? Amen. And look what it says. And was made in the likeness of man. So, actually, let's look at this thing. Here's the mighty God, the everlasting Father, that is in a body, which is called his Son. I know a lot of people say, oh, what's with that? That's crazy. But God could do anything he choose to be. Praise God. He could choose anything he chooses to be. All right, so, you know, you think about it, he could come in the form of a man. I remember when Abraham met those three angels. If you look in Genesis, right before Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed, he ran out to greet them and he bowed his face to the ground. And we see that he did that. He invited him into his camp. All right, so he invited him. They came down in his camp, and he talked with them, and it was revealed to him by God that Sodom and Gomorrah is going to be destroyed. All right, so but the Bible said that God went his way. All right, but the angels went down to the other two angels went down to Sodom and Gomorrah. But he addressed that one angel as God. All right, so we see here that you must look at that. Now, think about it. You know, God could be who he could come into a body. All right, and he was manifested in the body. By the way, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, St. John 1:1. In the 14th verse, that same chapter, it said, and the Word was made flesh. So the mighty God was in Christ, the HaMashiach. I mean, he was in Christ, all right, reconciling the world unto himself. He was the anointed one. Hallelujah. All right, now as we see here, think about it. Think how beautiful this is, how beautiful that scripture is. The sixth verse says again, it says, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation. Isn't that something? Of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant. All right, that's what I like to read. I say if I had to have a name, I want to become Obadiah. Obadiah, why? Obadiah means the servant of God, a servant of Yah. All right, so we see here today, you need to know that Christ, amen, the mighty Christ, amen, he was a humble person, a humble-minded man, and now last time he had gotten aggressive when he seen those people selling that, you know, at the temple, all right, on the court of the temple, he beat them out of there. So we see here today that our God, all right, they even say something, the scripture even say he was a terrible God, because to those people who are disobedient and serving all these other gods, he could be terrible unto you. But we see today, praise God, he took it on the form of a servant. All right? Look what it said. And being fashioned, oh, I skipped something here. It said, and was made in the likeness of man. That's what it says. Made in the likeness of man. Now look what it says here. Being formed. And look what it says, being formed in fashion of as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Hallelujah. That body had to die. That body had to die. So in other words, this in the Garden of Gethsemane, the body didn't want to die, because the Son, the body, didn't want to die. All right, but he said, nevertheless, thy will be done. All right, not my will, but thy will be done. So God, it's so beautiful how God in himself took on the form of a man and came and walked the earth. All right, the Bible says, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. And that's what's wrong with the world today. They don't know who Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, was. I mean, they don't know who he was. All right? I'm talking about the real Jesus, not the one that you got on your wall with the long blonde hair and blue eyes. Not that one. That was not the real Jesus. That's Caesarea Borgia, though. Amen. Son of Port. He was a son of a pope. Amen. So, but you know, think about it. So, you know, we see here today that we need to become humble to God, but be bold among men. Amen. And be bold and righteous among men. All right, that's what God wants us to do, be bold and righteous among men. All right, so we see here today, we need to do that. But watch what it says. I want to bring your attention up to the second verse of chapter 2 of Philippians. Okay, look what it says here. It says, fulfill ye my joy. That's what Paul is saying. That ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, and one mind. That's what we have to be as saints and children of God. Amen. I think about it. You know, I was thinking about that the other night. I said, boy, that's beautiful. It is so wonderful. We could be called the children or the sons of God. Huh? It's so beautiful, wonderful. Because that's in the scripture tells us about it. And how do I know that I'm a son of God? How do I know that? Because The Bible says, as many as received him, amen, as he that received him, accepting him, believe on him and trust in him, and, you know, think about it. You know, as many as received him, gave he power to become sons of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Sons of God. And that way, you know, I don't do the things I used to do. Amen. Where I was at, in the streets and in the world, in the streets out there, running the streets and doing all kinds of crazy things. Amen. Because when I found out that Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, Hebrew, Yahushua, letting you know that he was the one that saved our soul, that died on that cross for us, praise God. Amen. That, so we got to know it today. And I was thinking, I was singing this song. I remember years ago I was singing this song, to be like Jesus. And another one is saying, in other words, I'm going with Jesus all the way. But then the scripture, the Spirit showed me something and say, well, you know, search out what you're saying. All right? And I began to search it. Amen. And I began to find out more and more and more and more to learn about his name. You know, his name is very powerful. Praise God. I know the West says Jesus Christ. Amen. But the East, over there in Jerusalem, his name is Yahushua, Yeshua. Amen. Joshua's name was Yeshua. You know, just like we say in English, Joshua. Well, in the Hebrew, it's Yahushua. All right. So we see here that the name of Jesus was the same. All right. But what we have to realize that no translation take places. Well, it was not a translation of the name. It was a transliterated name that they gave our Savior here in America and in the West, in England and all that. So we see him, but we need to be like him in our mind and know who he really is, praise God. Know who he really is. You know who he were and what he really stands for. Praise God. Look what the Bible says. I want to talk to you going down to the watch this. It said in the 8th verse, it said, and being formed and fashioned as a man, humbled himself, amen, and became obedient to the death, even to the death of the cross. So we see here, you got to have that. And watch what it says here again. Wherefore, God has highly exalted him. The Father, the Almighty God, the Everlasting Father, had that body that walked this earth, amen, that body that the world called Jesus Christ, amen, the body that the Jews called Yahushua, Yahushua, all right, as they call him, all right, and we see that body, amen. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name that is named, friend. And why? See, let me tell you something. God, amen, this is the way Jesus spoke then. I think it's the 17th chapter of St. John, whatever. It talks about how he manifested his name. He's given man his name. All right? Because God's name, amen, Yahushua, the God name, Yahweh, some people call it Yahuwah, and some people call it Yahweh. All right? That Yah, amen, in the name of Yahushua, amen, is given to the world, praise God. The same thing is, as we say, the name of Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, all right? Now, in English, the correct translation of the real name of Jesus supposedly supposed to be Joshua in English. All right, if you search it, you find that that's the real name of our Savior. It's supposed to be Joshua in English, but they transliterated, all right, and put Jesus. All right, but hey, that's all right with me. You know, it's just that. Well, I'm telling you today, you got to know Jesus before you die. You got to know Yeshua before you die. You got to have the mind of His mind in place, His Spirit. Praise God, in you. But you have that spirit within you. A lady was trying to tell me, she kept telling me the other day, she said, well, God told me this, God told me that, God told me this, God told me that. And when people tell me, say, God told them something, I begin to search. I say, look, I ask them a question. I say, well, who you talk to? You know, I have many so-called God, a little G gods, right? I said, who is you talking to? You know, I said, who are you talking to? Who are you conversating with? Then she said, what God? I say, because if it's not lining with the scripture, what God are you talking to? I said, and then she said, I'm talking to God. I said, well, that's not in the scripture. That's not lining up with the scripture. Okay, I got a little bit more into mind when I told her this. I said, well, let me ask you this. And what is his name you talking to? She said, what? I said, what is his name? She said, I ain't got to know his name. I said, yeah, you do. You got to know who you talking to, who was talking to you. On the road of Damascus, with Saul, or Paul, well, his Hebrew name is Shaul. As he was walking as he was riding to Damascus, on the road to Damascus, all right, he saw a light, all right, and they knocked them off the horse, the whole caravan off the horse, and he knew it was very powerful. All right, he knew it had to be something very powerful, and Yeshua spoke out to him. Jesus spoke out to him. All right, so he said, Saul, Saul, why persecute you of me? Okay, and he said, who art thou, Lord? All right, sometimes you have to make sure you know who you're talking to. All right, and who you conversating to, or who's communicating to you. All right, so he said, who art thou, Lord? All right, and he said, this Bible said in that scripture, he said, Jesus. All right, well, actually, he said, Yehoshua. so how do you know that, preacher? Because when he went before Agrippa, all right, he said, I heard a sound, all right, in the Hebrew language, all right? That's what he explained to him. And in the Hebrew language, it wasn't Jesus, because there was never a J in Hebrew, not even to the day. There's no J, all right? There's no J within the Greek. There's no J, all right, until, here in the English, all right? So we see here today. In English, it was the last letter in the English that was submitted was a J. All right, so we see here today that we need to know these things. We need to search out these things and learn, praise God. He said, learn of me. Take my yoke and learn of me. Not just what somebody say. Study it to show thyself approved. The Bible say, wherefore God has highly exalted him and gave him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, which is Yeshua, HaMashiach, all right, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things underneath the earth. All right? So we see that's newfound knowledge that you got to understand. And some people, when they get that newfound knowledge, they get upset and it kind of bothers with their head. Amen. So we see here that it is our Father.
Hallelujah.
Our Father. amen, that was in the word. The Bible said, tells us his name should be called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. That was in our Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. That was in his name, praise God. All right? Think about it and read about it. Because in 64, in Psalm 68 and 4, I believe it is, it talks about the name Yah. Well, they got a J there, but a J, it wasn't back when it was spoken and written in the Hebrew Bible. It was a Yah, the Y. So we see here today that you got to know these things, amen, and know who he is and know about him, know everything. I seek to know everything about my Savior, amen. That's it, amen. The name they called him in the old days. Now, in the Tetragrammaton, where we get Yahweh and where we get Yahuwah, it says this. It says, God's name is Yod-Heh-Wah-Heh, all right? Jesus' name was Yod-Heh-Wah-Shin-Ayin, all right? All right, so we see here that when Jesus said, I've come in my Father's name, that's what it meant. He meant that. He meant that, all right? Because that's it. And did you know, just about all the prophets' name meant something? Because Hebrew names meant something, all right? It meant something. You know, if you look at it, what it meant. Now think about it, okay? Jeremiah, Obadiah, Zechariah, Malachiah, you know, all these names, they had God's name within them, right? Because the mothers and the fathers, you know, that's what they did. They named them after God with meaning and with the meaning within it. And so we see here that, but you got to let this mind be in you that was in Christ. He was a lowly of mind. Amen. He was a person that was humble, humble unto death, the scripture says. So we see here today that you got to believe in him. You got to trust in him like you never trusted in anybody else, praise God. We thank and praise God for you today. We'll be going, amen, and we love you and we care about your souls. And next week, you could call in. I'll be here on the same time and the same station, praise God, and letting you know that we care about your souls, praise God. So we are beyond our time in a way, but letting you know that we care about you. Amen. 4711 North 22nd Street in Tampa, Florida. Come out and see us as we come on. You know, you can come out and visit us, praise God. Letting you know that God loves you. The phone is 813-238-6210. Praise God. So we want you to come out and get involved with us. Have a good time in the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise our Heavenly Father, Yahweh. Praise his name today. And praise our Savior and Messiah, Yahushua, amen, which we know as Jesus Christ, as our Lord and Savior, amen. So we're letting you know today that you must come to Christ while you have an opportunity to be saved, friend. Let you know that you can come and be blessed right now as we go on. Amen. And thank God for Mother Geraldine. Praise God. She does great work for us inside the church. Amen. She's a very inspiring lady. And we thank and praise God for all of you. Amen. Come and see us. I'm Elder Ernest Braxton in Tampa, Florida, at the Tampa Church here. Jesus said, through faith, Church of God, the Bow Way. on the corner of 22nd and Osborne. We thank you right now. In Jesus' name. We want to be letting everybody know that we love them and we care about their souls. Praise God. Care about their souls right now. Father, we thank you for them. We thank you for the people that are coming to be saved right now. Oh, God, let them want you. Give your life to Christ. Give your life to our Lord. We thank you and praise you. God is good and worthy to be praised. The mighty God, the everlasting Father, the great, who was Jesus. Jesus was God with us, the great Emmanuel. Emmanuel, he is God with man. Amen. So we see it today. Do you know who the real Jesus is? And we thank and praise God for you today. Let you know that we care about you. Amen. If you need healing, you need prayer, come down to the church on the corner of Osborne and 22nd, right across from the healthcare center, right across from there. Let me know that you can't miss us. We'll be right down the corner. Praise God. We got some flags out there now. You can be flagged down because we got some flags out there. Amen. So come and get your salvation completed. If you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name, your salvation ain't completed. Amen. Though you believe, though you have faith, but you haven't baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and Yeshua HaMashiach, amen, your salvation is not really completed. Praise God. We see here today. We need to do it. Say he that is believed and is baptized shall be saved. Man, emerge up under water, man. Amen. You've got to have that today. Praise God. We thank and praise God for all of you today. God bless you. Bye-bye.